Okay, very briefly, iSpot, a project we are doing at the Sensible City Lab. Let me tell you a couple of words about Sensible City Lab. It's a new research group here at MIT. It's in between the Media Lab and Urban Studies and Planning. Well, what do we do there? What we do is look at this. That's yesterday's wireless. That's Marconi's Cape Cod station. Look at all of that steel and engine and energy and amount of effort just to transmit a few bits of information across the Atlantic. Now look at today's wireless. It's more like this, and you can actually transmit much more information using that. And what we're doing is sort of rethinking in a creative way the interface between people, mobile technology, and the city. Now concerning iSpots, this project is based on the MIT campus. That's what you see there. So you're, most of you, I'm sure, familiar, Boston, MIT. And the interesting thing is that if you talk to anybody at MIT, they will tell you there's a big revolution happening. And this revolution is in the way people live and work. And it's brought by laptop computers and Wi-Fi. So if you look at this, this is how people used to work here. And this is more like today. Now, this is a bit biased, as you see. We could find the worst possible image of a computer room, dull, boring, no natural light, and this like a sunny day. It's not like today. But the thing is that there's a big change. And what we are trying to do with iSpots is try to define and see how the change is happening and quantify this by allowing people to locate themselves actually with a few meter accuracy using the Wi-Fi network. And so it's a unique case study that we are starting to monitor, where we got 20,000 people on the MIT campus, a big chunk, urban chunk, with 3,000 access points. That's quite a bit. If you think that cities like Philadelphia actually are planning to cover all of the city with Wi-Fi in the next couple of years, and that's less than 3,000, less than the number we have of access points. This high density means that we can locate everybody with just a few meters accuracy. This is just a map with some of the access points. And actually, I'll show you the two maps for the project you'll see at the museum. The first type of map is a map that shows you in real time the activity going on the network and how many people are working in different parts of the campus. So you get this type of map changing. You don't see it very well here, but you see it better at the museum. And the second map is this one that's like, oops. That's like the heartbeat of MIT. Now, what you see here is total activity going on the campus in real time, and you see the past week. So what you see here is all of MIT, and that's actually a standard day. You see people coming and working 9 to 5, and then actually students keeping on working quite late, even during IEP. And then you got a peak and a minimum at 6 a.m., and then you got the next day. It's interesting, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, when most of the activity, 9-to-5 activity, disappears, and actually you got just the remaining part of the curve happening. Activity is slipping down on Friday evening, people going out, and on Sunday, when you're starting to panic again about Monday and the next week, then there's another peak. And then what you see here, you can do this and query every room on the campus, and what you see here, for instance, is this actual room. And you see most of the week it was pretty no activity, and look at today. And today you can get actually up to 25 users, which is the number of laptop I counted earlier today of people connected to the wireless internet here. And you see it here. That's today, Monday. It will appear in a minute. Anyway, you'll see the demo at here. You see the spike. Today's activity. And you'll see the demo at the museum. Just a couple of things about just to conclude. Another project we have is actually with a soccer team. Being Italian, I'm very proud of this project, and it's with AC Milan, and here we're tracking actually players with a couple of centimeter accuracy in real time, and then developing artificial intelligence algorithms in order to study their movement and optimize strategy. So we get these type of traces and then analyze them. And then we got a number of other projects really dealing with technology and space, how technology and space interface. We also started, this is funded through a Sensible City Consortium that's sort of bringing together the different, the key actors being part of this revolution from network operators, hardware companies, urban hardware, and public administration. But that's it. I think if you'd like to have a chat, we'll be at the museum. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.